Hello there, and welcome to another empowering solo episode of The Special Ed Strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and today we're diving into a topic that is close to my heart and essential for every family navigating the world of special ed. Before we get started, I want to thank you all for your incredible support. Every like, share, follow on our podcast helps us reach more families and spread the knowledge and strategies that can truly make a difference in the lives of our exceptional learners. And speaking of support, I'd like to remind you that Learning Essentials is here to help families bridge those learning gaps and access special education services that every child deserves. Our mission is to provide the guidance and resources you need to champion your child's education journey. So grab your notepads, because today's episode will equip you with just that. It's going to give you an outline you must use for your next parent input statement. So let's dive in. You have heard me say this before: participating in your child's individualized education program or IEP is vital to ensuring the support they need to succeed in school. Your input as a parent is invaluable in shaping the IEP to address your child's unique strengths and challenges. And this is why your parent input statement is maximizing its impact. So what exactly is a parent input statement? Glad you asked. According to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, parents have the right to provide input into their child's IEP through a written report. And meaning not just your annual IEP. If there's an IEP, your input is required. You are part of that team. You are part of the IEP team. Your voice needs to be heard. The best way for it to be heard is in writing. So a parent input statement is that opportunity for you to share your insights, concerns, and recommendations with your child's IEP team. The great part, as you know, and as I have said, you are the consistent part of that IEP throughout your child's education. And that parent input statement is going to be part of the IEP. It is going to grow and follow you and your child, so your voice needs to be heard. So it allows you to go beyond test scores, beyond academic performance, providing a comprehensive view of your child's needs and ability. A parent input statement for an IEP is crucial for several reasons. So it's going to provide this unique perspective, right? So you have a deep and unique understanding of your child's strengths, challenges, individual needs. It goes beyond what the school and staff can observe. Your insight as a parent are invaluable in creating an accurate and comprehensive IEP. So if you're thinking about your parent input statement, you are thinking about the present level of academic performance that the school utilizes. Those two combined can really create and establish a strong IEP for goals, supports, modifications, services. So it really is a nice marriage between the school and your parental insight. It also gives a holistic view. So a parent input statement provides a view of the child. It includes information of the behaviors, preferences, learning styles, any challenge they may face in various settings, such as home or the community. And this comprehensive perspective helps the IEP team then tailor the plan to the child's specific needs and requirements. It also, again, creates this collaborative process, right? So the IEP process is meant to be collaborative between the parents and school. By providing your input, you actively participate in the decision-making process and help shape the educational plan. This collaboration fosters that sense of shared responsibility for the child's success. Legal requirements. Yes, I had mentioned this. So IDEA recognizes the importance of the parent input. It explicitly states that parents have the right to provide input into their child's IEP. Complying with this requirement helps ensure that your child receives an education that's truly individualized to their needs. A parent input statement serves as documentation of your concerns, recommendations, and any issues you want to address within that IEP. This documentation can be crucial in case disagreements arise, or if you ever need to engage in mediation or due process. I did a couple solo episodes on all of that. So if you want to go back and listen, fantastic. But again, documentation is key. It is important, and it's going to be something that's going to be carried throughout your child's IEP process. Providing a parent input statement is also that form of advocacy for your kiddo. So it's helps ensure that your kiddo's voice and concerns are heard and taken into account during the IAP development process. It empowers you as an advocate for your child's best interest. Your input also helps clarify your kiddo's needs and the support they require. It provides a clear and concise reference for the IAP team, making it easier for them to understand your kiddo, the situations, their needs, and can prevent any kind of misunderstanding and leads to more effective planning. Again, a well-crafted parent input statement can help the IAP team not only plan for the immediate future, but also for your long-term goals and objectives. It ensures that the IAP is aligned with your vision for your child's journey. I always say, I want you to think about where your kiddo is now, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, so that you have that consistent thread throughout your conversations with the school, throughout your parent input statement, so that you as a team are always meeting current needs, but also thinking ahead if there's any resources that may be needed in the future during big transition moments or just throughout the school. Every child is unique, and that IEP should reflect this individuality. So parent input ensures that that plan is customized to address those specific needs and aspirations. So this is all good, Wendy. How do I actually write the parent input statement so that it is impactful? So I'm going to give you some tips. I'm also going to have you think about bell to bell, door to door, anything in between when it comes to your child. So I want you to keep it short and to the point. Your parent input statement doesn't need to be lengthy. In fact, it's more effective when it's concise. Bullet points, short statements are easier for the IEP team to absorb. Of course, it's going to be polite and professional because we are really trying to create this collaborative atmosphere on this IEP team so that we can all work together for the greater good. We want to really emphasize facts over emotions. So I know as that mama heart, that parent heart, you are trying to lead with facts. However, we are coming often from a place of fear and love. So really try hard in your parent input statement to avoid emotionally charged statements. Focus on objective information. So for example, instead of saying, I'm furious because he comes home upset every day, you could write every day, Daniel comes home upset and in tears due to XYZ incidents at school. We need to add a solution to his IEP to prevent this. So just changing that little wording so that we can really come at a collaborative approach and have a conversation on how to best support that student. I want you to encourage you to add highly effective strategies. So share what strategies are working for your kiddo, whether it's academically or behaviorally. These insights can be especially helpful if your child changes schools, whether they're going from a middle to high, whether they are going from state to state, county to county, it will all be documented in the IEP. Clearly state your concerns, mention all your educational, functional, social, behavioral, and health concerns regarding your child. So I want you to also provide recommendations. Don't just point out flaws, suggest specific educational and related services, and explain why you believe your child needs them. So after you craft your parent input statement, I want you to reflect again what I mean and what I've just said a couple of times. Think about bell to bell, bus to bus. Think about your whole student, your whole child. What does it look like transitioning in the hallways, utilizing a locker, utilizing and accessing specials, lunchroom, recess, whatever it may be. Think about social, emotional, behavioral, physical, sensory, communication, whether that's expressive or receptive, functional, routine activities for everyday life, cognitive, thinking about processing memory, attention, and of course, then the academics as well, math, reading, writing, executive function. So I want you to think about your whole child when you are writing this, and you are going to then think about what works well, what are your concerns, what are the strengths, what are the pockets of vulnerability, and any recommendations that you may have. That way, everything's going to be concise, bullet pointed, laid out for the team. And it also is going to help you as a parent because you're going to flush through some of these emotions and you're going to have your thoughts down on paper. So when you're part of that IEP conversation, that's going to then help back to listing facts versus emotions. It is an emotionally charged time, an IEP. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. I do understand that as a mama. I know that to be true. So having that information ahead of time and to guide you can really help ensure that your statements are clear and that the team then hears this holistic view of how you see your kiddo. In your parent input statement, again, include goals and concerns. Clearly outline your short-term and long-term goals for your child. Express any concerns. This year, if I wanted to say this year, I want Mason to improve his ability to self-advocate when he's overwhelmed or confused about an assignment. I hope he can join a team sport without anxiety hindering him. I want you to provide tips for the team. So offering insights on how your child learns best, their strengths, what supports they require. Paint a clear picture of your child so that anyone reading the IEP can understand them. Consider the stranger test. So if someone new had to pick up your child's IEP, would they grasp your child's needs and preferences? And this can happen whether, again, you're changing school, but also think about if there is a new person that is working with your child. Unaddressed concerns. So if you have concerns that have been frequently ignored, add them to your parent input statement. This documentation can support your case, again, if it needs to go to mediation or due process. Strategies and data. Include any strategies you've tried, behavioral concerns, medical issues, unmet needs, and any data that supports your request. So before the IEP meeting, you're going to email your written statement to the team and request that it is attached to the IEP and discussed during the meeting. That way, everything is documented in one place. It's a straightforward step that can make a significant difference in advocating for your kiddo. So to wrap all our conversation up today, as a parent, you have invaluable insight into your kiddo's needs, strengths, and challenges. Your input is crucial in developing an effective IEP. Review your child's current IEP and the parent concerns section to ensure it accurately reflects your thoughts. Remember that your parent input statement should be factual, polite, professional, and it's also that opportunity to shape your kiddo's educational plan and ensure the success in school. That about wraps it up today on our solo episode of the Special Ed Strategist. I hope you found this incredibly valuable. Remember, your likes, shares, and follows are like a helping hand to more families in need of support. Don't forget the incredible work that we're doing over at Learning Essentials, your go-to resource for bridging learning gaps and accessing special education services can make all the difference. If you've got questions, ideas for future episodes, or just want to connect with our vibrant community, reach out anytime. I'm here to help. Until our next episode, keep up the fantastic work advocating for your exceptional kiddo, and remember the power of the parent input statement in shaping your child's education. Stay tuned. Bye for now.